evening. Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here, and we're glad that you are with us today. You'll see that QR code up on the screen there. If you have questions about our church, if you would like to learn more about our church, if you'd like to connect with us, scan that QR code and you will be able to do just that, and we will be in touch. Thanks so much to Lori Van Hoff for playing this morning again so that Sue could get another week off. So that's a great thing. I will be on vacation this coming week. I am going to Door County for a bachelor party. Yes, I will be sober when I get back. It's all good. Pastor Renee over at the Waupun United Methodist Church will be on call for you if you have any pastoral needs while I'm away. And then my friend and the chaplain and a religion professor over at Lakeland University, where I went to college, Reverend Dr. Julie Navity Madalena, she will be preaching next Sunday. And it's kind of funny because she told me she wanted to preach on 1 Corinthians 13. And I said, oh, well, I'm preaching on 1 Corinthians 12 this week. So we'll be sort of dovetailing off of each other, I imagine. So that'll be really good. And Julie is a fabulous person, and I think you'll enjoy her. And of course, no Bible study this week for the same reason. A little note to the diaconate committee. We would normally be meeting tomorrow, but Steve and I met last week and decided we don't need to. So we are skipping the June diaconate meeting. Becky's going to say more about this, but I'm just going to say VBS is a couple weeks away. Get those kids registered, and Becky can take it away from there.
Good morning. We are excited. Our theme this year is Lava Lava Luau, and it's all about how to control our emotions. So we'll talk about responding to negativity with kindness. We'll talk about anger management and just how to control our emotions and to take God with us on that journey. Again, we're partnering with Emmanuel Lutheran and the United Methodist Churches to provide a fun, faith-filled experience for the youth in our community. We'd love for all these kids to bring a friend because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of fun. And we're telling kids, you know, bring your cousins, bring your friends, and let's, if we're gonna put this much work into it, let's get at least 50 kids here. And the last 2 years have been right around 30 or a little over 30, so we'd love a few more to come. As part of our Vacation Bible School, we're gonna support two local organizations, the Waupun Food Pantry and Reach Waupun. The food pantry is asking us to supplement the bag lunch program with fruit cups and juice boxes. They tend to run out of those two items. So any fruit cups, you know, applesauce or peaches and that kind of stuff, and any juice boxes of any flavor. Then as far as the Reach Waupun goes, we are working with Chris Van Buren from Emmanuel Lutheran to help the school supply program. Both of these, if you don't want to do the shopping and you want to donate monetarily, that way we can wait for the school supplies to go on sale in July and take advantage of those sales. lists of what we need for school supplies and the food pantry items are on a table in the fellowship hall. Feel free to grab one on your way out. And thank you in advance for your generosity and support as we work together to serve local families and create a meaningful experience for our children. Thank you.
I will be wearing a Hawaiian shirt at that at Lava Lava Luau for the first time, and in fact, and it's sort of funny because I know that during the summer your previous interim Pastor Jack wore a lot of Hawaiian shirts. So I don't know. Maybe if I wear this one, maybe I'll just get some more because I like it so much. I don't know. We'll see. Are there any other announcements this morning? Seeing none, let's join together in the call to worship.
If it's comfortable doing so, please rise. Sometimes our society leaves us longing for a place at the table. We are not all just welcome.
We need each other. This time of worship would be different if we were not part of the
Let us worship the one who always welcomes us home. Join me in the unison opening prayer. Holy One, your Spirit makes us the body of Christ. By your grace, overcome all separations, barriers, and divisions, that we may truly join one another, honor those who are different, and worship as one. Lift up all our gifts and give voice to all our languages, that our worship of you may be complete. We pray in the Spirit of Christ, who makes us one. Amen. Remain standing for the opening hymn, number 358, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Be seated. Scripture this morning is Jeremiah 1, verses 4 through 10. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a boy. For you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid then, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. And also 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 26. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of the Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but many. If the foot would say, Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this, but God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that if there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Here end the readings for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words.
Thank you, Rick. Our media song today comes from Tim McGraw. This is Southern Voice. Thank you, Alana, for putting that together. My friends, let's pray. God, be in our heads and in our thinking. Be in my voice and in my speaking. Be in our hearts and in our loving. Speak through me or in spite of me for the benefit of your holy word. Amen. So as many of you know, I grew up in Neenah and still have a good relationship with the people at my home church, the Congregational United Church of Christ of Neenah, Menasha, where I was baptized and confirmed and later ordained at a service that many of you attended. That church is also home to the first grand piano I ever played, a Steinway Baby Grand. And if you know anything about pianos, you would understand why I think I got spoiled, because being able to play a Steinway at church whenever I wanted was pretty fantastic. And one of my best friends in ministry, the Reverend Rob Van Ness, is the pastor there now. You might remember him as being the previous pastor of Pilgrim UCC in Fond du Lac and preaching in this pulpit. Of course, I don't get to the church in Neenah very often these days, but every time I do, I'm usually asked to share some music on that baby grand and sometimes sing. The membership of that church looks a lot different now. There are lots of younger families that I've never met, and many of my closest friends at that church have died. But at times I wonder if there's ever going to be a day where it doesn't feel the same to worship at that church. Because it's changed a lot, and because I have such a great community of faith in you all. But it's clear that even among the people whom I've never met, even those younger people that my parents and my sister know very well, they've told my parents how much they enjoy when I come back home to Neenah and play at that church. And plus, I get to hear an excellent sermon from my buddy Rob. Another thing I've learned about being home is that when I walk into that church, I am a different person than I was when I grew up at that church. Going to seminary and being a pastor is an utterly life-changing experience, which many people could never understand unless they've been through it themselves. But each time, people like Jeff and Becky, Jack and Marcy, Pat and Kathy, Dan and Sherry, John and Scott and Cheryl, and so many others are there to give me a big hug and ask me how things are going. And so many people in that church are proud to say that they raised up a pastor. And some of them are also eager to say, "Well, I see that your church gives you a Sunday off every once in a while." And also, my friend John, who I just mentioned, made this stole for me on one side. This is our church. So this is a visual representation of my home church, which was done in sort of watercolor type fashion by an interim minister that they had, and now they use this version as part of their communication. It's kind of like an unofficial logo, and I loved that so much that my parents, when I was installed here, got him to create a version like that for our church. And both of those are framed in my office if you want to see them closer. But then my friend John took it a step further and digitized these and made made a stole out of them with his embroidery machine. I always love wearing this stole because it reminds me of where I came from and where I am now. So, that's the kind of feeling. It's the kind of feeling that Tim McGraw sings about in the song Southern Voice, which is one of Alana's favorites. As you might have heard, over the next couple of months, except for next week because we have a guest preacher, we'll be doing a worship series of our own invention called The Media Team Made Me Preach It. And normally at our monthly media meetings, I give the media team the scripture and then they find the songs and the clips to go with it. Over these next couple of months, we flipped that. So they gave me songs that are favorites of theirs that I then have to go find scripture and other worship elements around. It sounds like you did that with Pastor Robert, and he really enjoyed it, and so far I'm having a lot of fun too. I think you're really going to enjoy what we came up with together. So today I'm going to talk about how being home and being, whether that means being home in a physical community or belonging with a community of people, can deepen our relationship with each other and with God. We're going to do that by talking about one of the most well-known segments of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Now, it's important to note that Paul wrote this letter to the Corinthians as a response to their own letter to him. We don't have access to that letter anymore, but it's referenced earlier in the book of 1 Corinthians. But here, in order for Paul to help the Corinthians understand his arguments, Paul uses a metaphor which would have been readily understood in those times. The comparison of the body and human society was readily accessible. But in biblical times, it was mostly used in a punitive way. To keep the oppressed lower class audience in their places so they didn't rock the boat. The commentator Richard B. Hayes reminds us that Paul didn't use the metaphor in that way. Instead, he accomplished two different goals. He reminded the Corinthians that they were each part of the body, even in their diverse gifts and the ways they presented themselves. He also took it a step further, saying that the Corinthians needed to rely on each other if they were going to build the Church of Jesus Christ in Corinth. They needed to rely on each other's gifts that God had given them instead of creating any kind of superiority complex or popularity contest. The body metaphor has been used to tell outsiders to stay in their lane. Paul uses it to say the opposite. The ones we think we can do without are actually the ones we can't. Now we're about to watch a clip from the Tigger movie. Throughout the entirety of this movie, Tigger has been trying to find his biological kin, his family of Tiggers. And so he leaves the 100-acre wood in order to do so. But after a long search, Winnie the Pooh and Rabbit and Piglet and Eeyore and the whole gang find Tigger and remind him how important he is to them and how indeed he's already found his family. Let's watch.
Yes!
Oh, that was very brave.
What a whoop-de-doop and loop-de-loop and alley-oop and bounce that was!
It was, wasn't it? I mean, I really did it, didn't I?
Did ya? Come here, you. Why, that bounce was just as good as any old Tigger. Tigger. Family member.
Tigger's family.
Tigger's family? You didn't have to go looking for them.
But I got a letter and it said that it was right. Oh, I must have lost it in the avalanche. I can't even remember the words.
Dear Tigger, just a note to say...
Dress warmly.
Eat well.
Stay safe and sound.
Keep smiling.
We're always there for you.
Signed,
Your family.
You mean you fellas are my family? I'm afraid we have nothing better to offer.
Well, of course not, Pooh Boy. Because there's nothing better than the best. I should have seen it all along.
So Tigger's friends remind him that while they may not look like him physically, that he is part of the fabric of what makes them a family together. I think that's part of what Tim McGraw is saying too. Each of the names that Tim McGraw voices in these verses represents someone whose particular gift, rooted in a particular place, changed what the whole body could do. That's 1 Corinthians 12 in action. In each of these verses, McGraw talks about people who, in their own various ways, made the world a better place. What would music be like without the likes of Dolly Parton or Aretha Franklin? What would sports be like without Michael Jordan? And what would our civil rights initiatives be without Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. or Rosa Parks? As it turns out, all of these people grew up in the South. And if anybody has ever been to the South, they know that there's a particularity to the experience of living and working in the South by comparison to other areas of the Midwest. You know, one thing I've learned since my mom grew up in North Carolina, when someone says to you, "Oh, bless your little heart," it's not a compliment. So if you've never been to the South or know someone who has lived there, you might instead think about this. Your gifts did not come from nowhere. They came from this place, these people, this community. When I've talked to some of you about what you love about living here, you tell me that you would not be who you are today without the community you've made here in Waupun. But beyond the places we live, the point is that each of us has a legacy that extends far beyond any of us. I may not worship every week at the Congregational United Church of Christ of Nina Menasha, but the music I made and the relationships I cultivated during my time there have made a lasting impact, both on me and on them. And it's remembered and appreciated each time I return. That's how it's supposed to feel when you come home. That's also why we appreciate the gifts of our own members who return after long periods, or the members who have gone before us, who have been in their own way part of the body through their gifts. Each of us makes an impact on our church family in ways that we might never be able to imagine ourselves, but are nonetheless important and valuable. Paul's body metaphor isn't just about diversity. It's about mutual dependence. We need each other's gifts to be the church at all. So the question I have for us this week is this one. How do we appreciate the diversity of the body of Christ here at this church? How are we able to recognize the gifts of each person and help our gratitude be a response? This week, I invite you to tell someone in this church, in person, in a card, with a text message, what their particular gift has meant to you. Not because everybody needs to be lavished with praise in public, but because quiet ways of recognizing each other's gifts can actually make a difference in our congregation's life. For all the ways that each of you have been a gift to this church and contribute to the beautiful body of Christ here on earth, I say thanks be to God. Amen. So I invite us now into a time of more intentional prayer, thinking of the people and situations that are on our hearts today. Let's take a few moments in silence to think of those people and situations. I have a few prayer requests and updates. I saw John O'Donovan earlier this week. As you know, he is recovering from open heart surgery and a triple bypass. He is doing well. He's got a long road of recovery ahead of him. But both John and Linda feel very well supported and are just thankful for all of your prayers. So for John and Linda, as John continues his recovery process, God in your mercy. We also pray for Jim and Harriet Laird. It was Harriet's birthday earlier this week, so I went to go see her as well. She is weak, but she's in good spirits, and again, would really appreciate some extra visits from you folks. So for them, God and your mercy. Also an update on Roger Blaze. He still remains at St. Mary's after various medical issues and a broken shoulder and all sorts of things after a fall. He is likely being transitioned to another facility in Fond du Lac later this week. So for Roger, as he continues his medical journey, God be your mercy. We also ask for prayers for Josie Hartel, Paul's wife, who, as I believe I told you last week, suffered a bike accident and has a broken bone, right, Paul?
Yeah, broken elbow.
Broken elbow.
Some lacerations.
Yeah, and some lacerations and very sore and such. For Josie's recovery, God in your mercy. Anything else today? Oh, yes, Chris.
Oh, no, I was waving at the baby. Oh!
For the joy of children. God in your mercy. Anything else? Anything on Zoom? Nope? Okay. Then let us be in a time of prayer together. God, in your grace and love, we give thanks for the places and the people who have made us who we are, who have made this community who it is. We give you thanks for the joy of children, for the warmer temperatures, for the calls of birds, and for nature that restores our souls in times of difficulty and in times of lots of wondering about the future. We ask you to be with all of those people whose names we've listed today. For Paul and Josie, Jim and Harriet, John and Linda, for all the people whose names have been listed today. We ask you also to be with all of us as we enter into our various summer travels. Some of us will be traveling various places. Be with me on my vacation, that it may be a restorative time for me and a joyous time of celebrating my relationship with Rafi and with the support that I have on that journey with my best man and groomsman. Be with all of us as we support each other, because we need each other in so many ways. Because people who are hungry, people who are experiencing housing insecurity, people who are without work, people who are discriminated against for being who they are, need people like us to remind them that they are loved and lovable, and that they are loved by you, O God. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our brother and friend, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God here at UCC Waupun. We give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. If you'd like to make a gift this morning, you may do so as the ushers come around, or you may offer a gift online at uccwaupun.net. But however you give, may you do so remembering that this is that your gift benefits not only this local church, but also the church universal. And one other thing I'll say is that for the benefit of our Zoom folks, today is a communion Sunday, and after we sing the doxology, we will be doing communion together. So if you are with us on Zoom, you may grab your bread and some sort of beverage that you can partake in communion with us. If it's comfortable for you to do so, and join us in our doxology. Please join me in the prayer of dedication. God of love, thank you for enfolding us in your wide embrace. With these gifts, help us do the same. Help us offer hope where there is hopelessness, plenty where there is need, and love where there is fear. Amen. You may be seated. This is a reminder to all of us, which I say every week, or every time we do communion. This table does not belong to us. This table does not belong to the United Church of Christ. But instead, it belongs to Jesus Christ, who is the host, and invites all of us to participate. You are welcome to participate at this table, whether you are a member of this church or this denomination or not, because we truly believe in a Christ that that reminds us that all are welcome. So friends, this is our life in Christ. Just as the body is one and has many members, so are we many members, one body in Christ. Jesus invites us to join together once again at this table. Just as all members of the body are equal, so are we all equal here. Just as all members of the body are important, so everyone here is an honored guest. Let us pray. The Holy One be with you. Open your hearts to the one who is love. Let us give thanks to God, our life breath. To the one who sustains us, we rejoice in your presence. With gratitude, O God, we remember that it is through you that we are made truly alive. Every creature and creation, the tiny ones, the scaly ones, the human ones, the leafy ones, all that is has been shaped by you. There is nothing on this earth that has not been touched by your sacred hand. In your love for us, you claim us, individually and as a whole, as your beloveds. You will for us life abundant, and you invite us into co-working with you towards a world where harmony among all life is restored. And yet, daily, we turn away from you and one another. Destructive and divisive powers lure us away from connection and relationship. We forget that we need each other. We pretend that our lives are not deeply entangled. When injustice threatens our neighbors, we too easily cower or hide. Like those who turned on Jesus when things became too difficult, we too are tempted to desert those most vulnerable. But you do not abandon us to our fear or sin. In the life of Jesus, love in flesh, we are shown that the invitation to join in your work of transformation and healing and restoring is always open, no matter our past, no matter our regrets, no matter the wrong done to us or the wrong we have done to others. You keep calling us back to you. This relentless invitation of yours that entices us with freedom and joy and forgiveness is such a threat to empire that it still attempts to crucify every incarnation of your love today. And so we are reminded of the example given to us in the person of Jesus. On the night in which he was betrayed to empire, Jesus gathered his friends for a meal, and he broke bread, and he blessed it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, given, broken for you. Every time you eat this, do so in remembrance of me." And as they were finished eating, Jesus took a cup of wine and he poured it out. And gave God thanks, gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my blood poured out for you, for the forgiveness of sins and the new covenant of a new way of living. Every time you drink this, do so in remembrance of me." And so, in the remembrance of the one who never gave up on love, we pray that the Spirit would make us one in our commitment to the liberation of all of your creatures and creations. Pour out your Spirit on this bread and this cup. that through these ordinary gifts we might take a glimpse of your kingdom. May they be for us a reminder of what we are capable of becoming and what we are capable of accomplishing together. Amen. So as we take communion, I invite you to come up by way of the center aisle and take a piece of bread and eat it, and then take a take a cup and drink it, and return to your seats by way of the side aisle. As always, we have gluten and gluten-free bread, so that people who have gluten sensitivities can participate. The larger plates have gluten in them. The smaller bowl in the middle is gluten-free, and all of our cups contain grape juice. So the gifts of God are given for the people of God. Oh, and if you can't, if it's harder for you to come up in person, up by yourself, we can bring it to you. The gifts of God are given for the people of God. Come, for all things are now ready. Please join me in the prayer after communion. God, we give you thanks for this meal that nourishes us, body and soul. May it sustain us as we confront evil that keeps us from living the lives you intended for us and for all your creatures and creations. Until every life can be lived abundantly, be our guide. Be our hope. be our comforter. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 393, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. My friends, receive these words of benediction. We are and have always been one body of Christ, with our diverse gifts and with each of our many blessings. May you go from this place remembering that you are loved and beloved and lovable, both in this community and elsewhere, and by God. May we go from this place mindful of each other's gifts and giving us the giving each other the opportunity to remember how each person's gifts benefit you. May you tell somebody else that their gift means something to you. And may you go from this place remembering that it is all of our gifts together that create the church of love and justice. And now, may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen. Thank you.